Well, Dave, I think it's safe to say that's not the way you wanted your day to go. What did you make of the game today, beaten by 2-0 here at Dagenham?
Deservedly beaten. I thought we were poor, to be honest. And that's not a slight on Dagenham. I thought they were really good. Their front four, the difference in the two teams, their front four were a real threat, and ours were toothless. We had a bit of an off day. And I could have played in goal for them today. And it's not, like I say, it's not like us. It's disappointing, and gives us, an uphill task, if you like, for the remaining games. But like I say, we can't do much about it. It's an off day, and we've got to get over it and pick ourselves up. Again, we'll be disappointed, but we can only, like I say, learn from it, have a look at it, and go again next week.
It's a simple fact of football life, isn't it, that sometimes you just have one of those days where too many players perhaps fall below their own standards?
Yeah, definitely. And unfortunately for us, we've had a lot happen on the same day in terms of a lot of fell below the standards. And that, like I say, that's as much credit to Dagenham as it is. I can see it and say it's probably our worst performance of the season, and I don't mean that as a slight to them, because I thought they'd been excellent. Like I say, organised, and the front four were a real handful, and probably lucky to only lose by two goals, to be honest. But like I say, we can't do a great deal about it. We move on, and we've just got one less game, I suppose, to get the amount of wins that we think we'll need. And like I say, it becomes a big ask, but until it's completely impossible for us to get where we want to be, then we'll keep going. And even at that point, we'll keep going, because, like I say, there's lots of things up for grabs, and ultimately people's places for next year are, if you like, if there's nothing to go on this year. So we'll keep going. It's another, like I say, another challenge. Next weekend against the team that are top of the league, are they now? I think they'll go top today. So no tough game, but like I said, one we'll prepare for and look to go and, I suppose, right any wrongs that there were today.
In terms of the table, the damage isn't huge. I think you're just a point further away from those playoffs now. Have you just got to keep with that same attitude of accumulate as many points as you possibly can and see where it takes you?
Yeah, we're a point further away, a game less, if you like. So I suppose double whammy. Listen, we can only concentrate on us, and today we weren't good enough. So we've got to correct that and make sure that come next weekend that at home we are good enough, and we can, like I say, get 3 points and get ourselves back going. Like I say, we're disappointed. Lads in there are disappointed, because you want to play well, and I think when you haven't, you've worked hard all week and put a plan in place, if you like, which we've had to change at half time just to really try and change the momentum of the game. We were really on the back foot, aside from, like I say, the chance Robbie had in the first half when he's hit the post. Aside from that, we didn't create anything, and if we could have gone in at the break, a goal down, it may have been different. We've conceded, a second. I'll have a look at it, but a sloppy one from our perspective. So half time, we've had to make changes to try and, I suppose, try and change the momentum. I wanted us to try and get further up the pitch and try and make them defend a bit more. But like I say, our technical players or our players at the top end of the pitch had poor days. Unfortunately, most of them had poor days, which obviously made it difficult for us.
You talked a lot this season, just finally, about learning. Obviously, it's your first season at this level. Is that consistent level of performance something that kind of separates the top teams from the ones that are in the middle and at the bottom?
Yeah, I think in the main we've been pretty consistent. Like I say, I don't like saying that that's our worst performance of the season. I don't like, because ultimately that sounds disrespectful to the other opposition, and I'm not, because they, like I say, they were very good. But we've been pretty consistent. I can probably count on a single hand the times when we've dropped below our level. Today was one of them, and like I say, there's not a great deal you can do about it. It hurts, and it'll be a longer trip back, if you like. And again, I imagine there'll be a few mopey faces on Monday. But we've got to, like I say, we've got, in fairness, we haven't got something off. We've got an Easter weekend before that, getting ahead of myself. We've got a week next weekend, if you like, with a Friday, Monday, two games where things can turn quickly. Like I say, we'll be grumpy this weekend, but we'll get them back at it on Monday for, like I said, what is a different week in terms of planning, with obviously a game on Friday. So sad faces, but still plenty to play for.